Hello, and welcome back to the third class in this series. So, last week I presented many of the ascension symptoms people seem to be reporting. In this class, I'm going to be describing in more detail the ascension void and how you can learn to navigate your way through it with more ease and more understanding. And this is important, because it's such an impactful part of the journey, it deserves to be described in a little more detail. And you may have already gone through one of these periods, or you may be currently experiencing one. And if so, you'll recognize what I'm talking about, I'm sure, and perhaps understand it more. And if you can't yet really relate to what I'm describing, just take in the information. It may be helpful for later when you do begin experiencing it, and you'll know what it is that's occurring. So first, I want to be clear that in calling this experience the ascension void, I'm not referring to the experience that sometimes has been described in spiritual teachings as the void. You know, that spacious and blissful reality that appears to one who has awakened totally beyond ego identification. This ascension void, as I described in the last class, is a rather empty, in-between kind of space that exists between what your life has been so far and what it will eventually be when you're functioning in a much higher consciousness. It can be very uncomfortable at times, and sometimes even frightening if you're not aware of what it is. You may feel like something is really wrong with you, when in truth, you've simply reached a part of the path on your way to the fifth dimension that has aspects of what has been called in former times the dark night of the soul, or the gray night of the soul sometimes. So let me describe this void again in more detail, and then give you some pointers on how you can handle the challenges that are involved with it. So in general, you can know you've entered the ascension void when you begin realizing that your life has become rather flat and boring, and yet you somehow feel a lack of motivation to try to create anything new for yourself. Nothing you can think of feels, you know, that interesting, or like it has any real meaning or value anymore. Somehow you just feel kind of finished, like you've come to the end of the road you've been on in your life, and you don't know where you're going anymore. You realize that you've lost your passion and interest in what your life is about. The roles you used to play in life that were so important either now bore you, or they just don't exist anymore. You're in a state of limbo. Your life feels directionless, without a purpose. You feel kind of emptied out. And you don't even know what you want anymore. Maybe you've tried to re-stimulate your old passions and attempted to create situations or projects that used to really excite you, but you've discovered that they just don't do it for you anymore. There's no more juice left in them for you. And you feel totally empty of any sense of creativity. In one way, this may feel like a serious bout of depression you're experiencing. But somehow, you know, that's not quite it. Yeah, you're somewhat despondent about all this. You feel bummed out about losing your passion and how boring your life has become to you. But you're familiar with depression, and this experience you're having isn't quite that. It's somehow bigger, deeper, more all-inclusive somehow. Something inside you seems to be leaving, or maybe even dying. But that's maybe a little bit too dire sounding. Yet something's happening and you can't explain it. It just feels different from anything you've ever experienced before. But because you're feeling so weird, you've just started withdrawing from your life in different ways. You may feel like You're not interested in seeing friends very much or family members. In fact, you're somehow not able to even relate to many people at all anymore. Perhaps you get impatient with them or feel they really don't understand what you're experiencing at this point. So you don't want to spend a lot of time with them. And you're not all that interested in meeting new people either because of the state you're in. And so, stripped of all your old comfortable ways of experiencing life, your life gets rather small. You just kind of want to spend a lot of time at home, alone. And in essence, you've become confused as to who you are anymore without your usual interests or passions or roles that were once important to you. There's an emptiness. You don't even know what you believe anymore. Your future just feels kind of blank and bleak. And so a deep sense of loneliness may appear, and at times perhaps a profound despair. Now, if you experience any of this, it's important to remember that this ascension void period, as uncomfortable and frightening as it may be, seems to be a natural and necessary passage in the ascension process. And you're actually right on track on your path and moving toward the fifth dimension. You're being brought into this empty space so that you have the opportunity to let go of all your 3D ego-directed aspects of your life and to discover the new and deeper 5D self that you can begin to live your life from. It's in this void that you have an opportunity to release the past and open to a new you that's wanting to be birthed. It's a time when deep healing can take place, and also a time for integrating new and healthier patterns into how you live your life. Without all the usual outer distractions you've had before, all this can happen more rapidly and more effectively. In essence, what you're actually doing is letting go of your third dimensional consciousness and all the interests and passions you've had within that level of consciousness, and you're being prepared to enter higher dimensions in which new interests and passions may arise. Or the old ones may reemerge at some point, but you'll be expressing them from a much higher consciousness without any of your old ego agendas. Now, experiences in the void are different for everyone, but generally they involve a type of letting go, a releasing of large pieces of ego identification, parts of yourself that no longer match the reality you're now living in, or activities that no longer serve you, and relationships that no longer fit who you're becoming. And often, because of this, deep emotions and patterns are pushing their way to the surface from unresolved issues in the past, sometimes in intense ways, and sometimes in an unrelenting way that can feel overwhelming. As I've said, your experience in the void is not really an episode of depression in itself, but you may nonetheless experience from time to time some depression as you find your way through it. And this often has to do with all the loss you're experiencing. You're literally losing your past, certain relationships, important roles you've played, beliefs you've held for a long time that you thought were truth. You may even be losing your home or your work or an important relationship or your financial stability. Or you may be reliving past losses that were never successfully met or resolved. With this sense of loss, there may also be a sense of purposelessness you experience and a questioning of everything you've believed in or ever wanted. And this can make it hard to want to keep going at times, or even to get out of bed in the morning. So let's just take a look at some loss that you are either in the middle of experiencing or that has recently happened for you. Just close your eyes and for just a moment here, tune into yourself. Close your eyes and drop in. Take a deep breath. And just ask for the presence of your guides to be here with you. Take another deep breath. First off, just become aware of a particular loss you're either currently experiencing or that you have in the past, one that may not yet be fully resolved. What is it that you have lost that's been important to you? And feel the emotions that come up around this loss. And now become aware of what the story is that you tell yourself about this loss. What thoughts keep coming up about it? And what questions? Is there someone you blame in this story about this loss? And what does it all mean about yourself? The fact that you've lost whatever this is. Do you feel like a victim? Do you have judgments about yourself? Just be really aware of what goes on in your mind here when you think about this loss. Just see this all as the story you're telling yourself. Not that it's wrong or bad in any kind of way. It's just, it's what happens when something traumatic happens. A story just forms around it. But now, shift your focus from your mind and all the thoughts about the loss, and focus now on your body. Where do you feel the loss in your body? Where do the pain and the suffering about it reside in your body? Maybe in your gut, or your stomach, your chest, maybe your head. And what are the emotions there? Is there grief? Anxiety, maybe anger, despair, fear. Just put your hand on this part of your body. Just feel how that feels. And now let's call in your higher self. Just call it in. Feel this higher presence. Just come present with you, holding love and compassion for you and full understanding of what you're experiencing. Just feel this higher energy come in, this compassionate self who knows you intimately and has higher understanding of everything you're experiencing. just standing there with you. And now, feeling that support, do your best to fully be with these emotions without any judgment, without any thoughts. Don't try to escape to your mind again. There are really no answers for this there. Stay focused on the emotional pain in your body. Just feel the emotions. And see if you can just feel compassion for yourself for these very difficult emotions. You don't have to have any answers for this. Just be with this part of yourself, this little self in there, while you are feeling the support of your higher self. And experience the emotions fully and deeply. Feel them completely. You just need to do this briefly, but you have to feel them completely. That's why they're still there. You haven't completely experienced them. You don't want to go wallowing in them, but just feel them deeply. And then see if you can release all of it into the light. Perhaps you can feel the hand of your higher self just gently scoop out all the pain and release it into the light. Just let it go, all of it. It can really happen this quickly. You just allow it to be taken from you and sent into the light for transmutation. If you need to, you can stop this recording for a bit before going on to complete this process. When you're ready, you can just turn it on again. So, aside from feelings of loss you may experience in the void, you may also experience other intense emotions at times that seem to have, where it seems to have no context, no reason for them, like anger or even rage for a while, especially if you have not been able to feel or fully express these emotions in the past when some trauma was happening for you. Some people also experience bouts of free-floating anxiety that seem to have no context for them. Still others experience voids flavored with grief, grief that they were unable to fully experience in the past when important losses have occurred. Periods of deep shame may also occur. In general, all unfelt negative emotions that have been pushed down into the unconscious in the past because they were too overwhelming at the time will likely arise at some point in order to be finally acknowledged, fully experienced, and then released. As I keep saying, you can't take these low vibrational emotions with you into the fifth dimension. They need to be emptied out. On many levels, spiritual awakening involves the process of ego dissolution, or more accurately, a dissolution of your identification with the ego. Your ego's not going anywhere. It actually has an important role to play on the physical level here. But as I've said, it's extremely limited when it comes to knowing the truth of who you are and how to function in higher dimensions. Now, this letting go of ego identification can actually be a difficult process, as all the ego's concerns and interests just seem to evaporate. You may be finding that you're no longer able to be fed by the people and activities that used to define your existence. You may see that other people and interesting activities can make your life more fulfilling, but they can't ultimately fill that sense of an empty hole that you may from time to time become aware of within you. You're ultimately faced with having to find your true nurturance within yourself, which can only be given by the soul, you know, the higher self, your true identity, whatever you want to call it. And this is the ultimate opportunity that the ascension void can give you to truly find this. But as I say, none of this is easy to experience. Because something else that might happen in the void is that you reach a point in which you are doubting all your spiritual beliefs. What you've thought for a long time, you've known for sure to be true. You know, it's when your faith begins to seriously waver and you feel more and more abandoned and lost on the spiritual level. And this can be extremely painful. Now, if this happens for you, it's helpful to know that this is an invitation for you to temporarily give up all your spiritual beliefs and just see how much truth really is in them for you. How much is true knowing that you have, and how much is simply belief in what someone else may have said and you just adopted as truth. And it's often also an invitation to question any teacher or guru you may have been following, especially if you've given up your own sense of authority to them, looking to them as your source of truth rather than to yourself. As we progress towards 5D, we are being given the opportunity to truly see how all answers truly are given inside of us. Looking outward to others for guidance, that's fine, but giving up your authority and sovereignty may not be. Sometimes all of these kinds of challenging situations can seem to assault you all at once. You can be slammed by one thing after another, causing you to focus on many different aspects of yourself or your life that need shifting and healing all at once. And this can really be overwhelming. You know, you barely get your head above water and then you're pushed under again. Like I've mentioned before, I call these experiences periods of ascension cleanout. In a way, these periods of cleanout are really no different from what you've probably experienced in the past, you know, when they've been times in your life when you've gone through really difficult passages. And if you're fortunate, you've learned deep lessons from them and you've come out the other side, you know, wiser, although maybe at times more vulnerable and wounded as well. But these times of clearing during these years of your life since 2012 have likely been different in certain ways because they're more intense and tend to pull up disturbing issues that have plagued you probably your entire life. And at times it might feel as if you're in a pressure cooker with energy continuing to build until you feel you might explode. And with this kind of intensity, there are times you just have to depend more and more of all the inner strength that you have access to simply make it through a day. Now, if you're lucky, you may have outer resources, you know, friends who can understand you and listen to you, family members, therapists, healers, you know, people who can assist you in the process of dealing with the issues coming up. But sometimes you simply have to navigate the clean-out process pretty much on your own. You know, it's really important to understand that ascension is not an overnight process. It takes time for most of us. Nor does ascension just happen to you. You know, there's no outside source or force that will effortlessly clear all the emotional baggage and the misunderstandings that you have about the nature of reality, you know, that you've accumulated during all the time you've existed in the third dimension. Now, it's true that waking up now is somewhat easier to do than it once was, given the higher frequency energies that are pouring into the earth now. And you're also able to find help when you ask for it, not only from your guides, but from archangels and ascended masters and the galactics, that wasn't available before. However, waking up is still something you have to do for yourself, something you have to focus on, something you have to continue to do until you are eventually clear enough and resonating with the vibration of the fifth dimension. In essence, you are responsible for your own ascension. And at times, you'll likely experience ascension cleanout from time to time in this process. So, how can you best make it through this challenging part of your ascension journey? You may initially feel a sense of fear or even terror when you first find yourself in this experience of the void and cleanout. And this is understandable because it involves a huge change and, you know, like I say, often presents many losses. So the first key that can bring some relief is to decide to simply surrender to what's happening. In the end, you'll find you can't fight it anyway. So you may as well stop resisting it. But this doesn't mean you just passively resign yourself to it and just give up. It involves a conscious decision to go along with it, to cooperate with it, and to trust that it's taking you where you need to go. It's also important to stop believing that anything is wrong with you when all these things are happening, and that you somehow need to fix it. Instead, just see if you can accept all this as a necessary experience on your journey. Trust the process as it unfolds and begin flowing with it. In fact, if you can, see if you can even take a step further by trying something that teacher Matt Kahn has coined. It's really good. He says, "Whatever arises, love that." Very succinct, right? This is an important reminder for anyone in any stage of awakening they're in. But I think it's essential when you find yourself in a stage of dissolution of ego identification, like when you're in the void. Only through acceptance and love for everything that arises within you can you learn to step free of all your third dimensional conditioning and despair. So a second key is to consciously give up trying to project to others any image of yourself that's not authentic, to simply be who you really are. You know, any image you've adopted that you hope makes you seem like a better person or a more attractive person or a less selfish person, whatever it is, it can actually be such a great relief once you realize that you can just stop trying to be something you think you should be and just let yourself be who you are, and to stop trying continually to improve yourself. You can stop defending those images of yourself that aren't really real at this point. You can stop trying to present yourself to others differently from who you know you actually are. You can just be who you are with all your quirks and weirdnesses you've maybe just, you know, considered to be your flaws or your weaknesses, and just let them be all okay. Just let them hang out and screw anyone who's not okay with you as you really are. If they can't accept you like you are, they were never your friends to begin with. There can be such freedom and joy that can arise in doing this when you're totally allowing yourself to just be who you are without any self-questioning or self-doubt. This kind of self-love is a huge step towards fifth dimensional consciousness. So another key for moving through the void with ease is to remember to stay in the moment. If you can do this, you'll find that everything really is okay. In each moment, you really are fine. It's only when you start thinking about the future that it can start to feel uncomfortable or unbearable, to feel so out of control and empty, whatever it is. You know, when you move into worry and fear about what might happen if you have no idea where you're going or who you're becoming. Or when you start moving back into the past and begin feeling regret about what did or didn't happen in the way you wish it had. You can stay present with yourself in the moment. Life can actually be pleasurable in all its little moments. You start noticing small things that are beautiful and delightful that you never noticed before. And you experience your body's small pleasures more fully. And very importantly, it's only in the present moment that your true self can show up in, when it doesn't have that filter of your mind that's hiding it from you. When you're totally just present in the now moment. And staying present in this moment can also lead you to simply slowing your life down and paying attention to more of the details of how you live and to focus more closely on your body's needs. Rather than paying attention, you know, so much on what's going on out there in the world, you may want to keep your attention more on what's happening within yourself in a very immediate way. Maybe you'll find you've been pushing yourself and you've been losing touch with your body and how it's feeling. It's very likely you're being encouraged to experience more being and less doing. Instead of trying to get in another hour of work or socializing, perhaps you could just sit down somewhere, maybe out in nature, and just become one with the trees, the flowers, the sky, the breeze. Just slow everything down and truly be present in the moment with yourself. Another approach you can take that can bring some real relief is to watch carefully as you are aware of all that you're losing and all that's going on, because you may find also that something new is emerging. There may be a brief period of emptiness where an old relationship, an old belief, or an old sense of self is gone and there's nothing there yet that's moved in to take its place. But if you're patient, you'll begin seeing that something new is actually coming present in your life. It may be something better to replace what you've lost. Or it could be a newfound sense of freedom. Or maybe an opportunity to walk in a completely new and exciting direction in your life. It will be something that couldn't have happened until you let go of that thing you've lost. So watch to see this dynamic, that as loss occurs, a new opening also occurs. As old third-dimensional energies leave, new fifth-dimensional energies can find their way in and bring new pleasant surprises to you. Yet another thing to remember that helps a lot is that voids always do end. They don't last forever. They last just long enough for a certain amount of transformation to take place. And it's different for everyone, however long it may take. And it may be that there are a number of voids that occur on your path of varying lengths and intensity. But know that each one becomes easier to handle because you get to know the territory. And you just learn to shift gears in your life when one starts occurring. You slow down and just let the energies do their thing with you. However, if at any point things do get too rough for you, you know, seek help from someone who understands the ascension process, someone who can give you support and help, you know, through this really challenging passage of your spiritual journey. Either way, with or without help, keep in mind that at some point you will begin experiencing the feeling of the void disappearing within and around you. A new life will be opening up for you, and you will discover a new you emerging, ready to walk into this new life. You may find that there's less of the you you've always known. Somewhere along the way, emotional and mental baggage has fallen away, and there's less mind chatter happening. There's a sense of being newly born, fresh, with little outer covering or protection because there's no need of it anymore. You may even experience a refreshing sense of childlike curiosity about the world and a profound wonder at its beauty. But do be careful to not try rushing yourself toward this experience if you're still deep in the process of the void. Allow it to take the time that is needed to prepare you for it. Trust and embrace the process. After all, you are being cleansed and purified for your eventual merging with your higher self. And you want to be totally ready for this exquisite experience. So if you can keep all this in mind, your journey through the void can actually be a deeply fulfilling time. In fact, if you can remember that you're in the middle of an extraordinary birth process, it can actually be an experience of joy and self-discovery and anticipation. So I hope this has all been helpful in understanding more fully about the ascension void experience. I've tried to cover all the possible experiences you might have while you're in it. Some of them you may not relate to, and there may be others that I haven't mentioned, but I think you probably get the overall flavor of it. So in the next class, I will be presenting in more detail ways in which you can shift from 3D to 5D in your daily life. Some really good examples and pointers. So until then, I send you many blessings.